Layer 750, the Second Front, D-Day, and Allied Sacrifices. Panel text reads, The Second Front. From 1942 to 1944, one subject dominated Allied strategic debate, the creation of a second front in Europe. During these years, the Soviet Union single-handedly resisted a massive German invasion. Stalin demanded his allies strike at the heart of Hitler's empire in Northwest Europe, establishing a second front. FDR's military advisors favored an early assault on Northwest Europe. But Churchill argued a large buildup of forces in Britain was necessary to ensure success. He urged a strategy of attacks along the edges of the Axis Empire instead, beginning with North Africa and Italy, while preparations took place for the big invasion of Northwest Europe. Eager to keep Americans focused on fighting Germany, Roosevelt agreed. To reassure Stalin about Anglo-American resolve, FDR announced at the 1943 Casablanca Conference that the Allies would only accept an unconditional surrender from the Axis powers. He and Churchill also initiated a combined bombing offensive against Germany. During 1942, 1943, and 1944, American forces also made steady advances in the Pacific, exceeding early expectations that they could only maintain a holding pattern until the defeat of Germany. About 3 feet down on your left is a map showing Allied advances in Africa, Europe, and the Pacific from 1942 to June 5, 1944. Further down on your left, about 3 feet, is a text panel that tells us about D-Day, June 6, 1944. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Franklin Roosevelt, Prayer on D-Day, Radio Address, June 6, 1944. On June 6, 1944, German soldiers defending the French coast at Normandy beheld an awe-inspiring sight. The largest amphibious invasion force in history, massed in the English Channel. The long-awaited invasion of Northwest Europe was underway. The invasion took years to organize. Hundreds of thousands of men and millions of tons of equipment were transported to Britain. The invasion force included Americans, Britons, and Canadians, with additional troops from France and other allied nations. The operation was the culmination of FDR's grand strategy, especially his decision to defeat Germany first and his insistence over Churchill's opposition that the invasion go forward in spring 1944. It established a solid second front in Europe, leaving Hitler's armies trapped in a vise, fighting the Soviets in the east and Allied forces in the west. Another 2 feet along the wall is a plexiglass case displaying a reading copy of the speech FDR broadcast to the nation during the tense early hours of the D-Day invasion. His speech took the form of a prayer. To the right of this case is a text panel discussing Allied sacrifices. The United States was part of a coalition of over 24 nations fighting the Axis powers during World War II. Nearly 50 million people died in the war, which spanned 5 continents and lasted almost 6 years. American dead totaled over 400,000. Losses among America's allies were even greater. A chart at the bottom of this panel contains estimates of military and civilian casualties for select Allied nations. For the Soviet Union, 11 million military killed or missing, 6.7 million civilians killed or wounded. China, 1.4 million military, 8 million civilian. France, 122,000 military, 470,000 civilian. The UK, almost 306,000 military, nearly 147,000 civilian. From a position facing this panel, please turn to your right. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.